Prepare yourself! Prepare yourself!
You're listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. House Play.
Well, now you can forget about going to the amusement park.
Keep it real. Take the red pill. You are listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. Cosplay.
Tune in to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, Bing. Host with the most. yeah. Alright. Let's get this thing started here. TillyTalk.com. TillyTalk.com, our sponsors. Let's make sure that you boomers are getting onto the network. If you're too afraid of getting on the network, because you know, these young folks and their social networks, trust me, on TillyTalk.com so far, there's nothing but boomers. So, I mean, that's why I'm having to get to the States so I can sort of advertise to the younger crowd. So, you listeners, you are brand listeners, you have no excuse for not jumping on TLB Talk. If the boomers that are on there already, on there talking, there's no excuse for you not to be on there talking. So, yeah. All right. So, I'm just getting word from Naroki. And that means we will be doing a simulcast later on in the show. Which is okay by me. So, that gives us about 30 minutes to chat. If anybody wants to call in and have a chat, now is the time to do so. If not, you know, I guess I'll just, I don't know. We talk about what's going on in the news lately. And yes, I'm going to drag you into this mic. Have you guys heard that Elon Musk has been dipping his dipstick, his Kool-Aid stick into the Kool-Aid powder of other billionaires. He's siring his eighth and ninth kid now, And supposedly one of them with the co-founder of Google, what's his name, Serge? Yeah, he banged his wife. Oh. Terrible. Absolutely terrible.
What? I don't know, man. Elon Musk single-handedly saving the planet through his procreation. No dwindling birth rates for him, I guess.
Well, I mean, that's just the thing to do when you get rich. I know when I get rich, my plans is creating the new Illuminati. When I get rich, I'm going to have 20 different kids. They're going to have special instructions. One's going to be a scientist. One's going to be a lawyer. One's going to be, you know, all the way down the line. One's going to be a judge. Just all the way down the line. Oh, yeah. And they're all going to, I'm going to be sure to start a different company every year. Make sure they have, you know, a company to run when they turn 18. And just start taking over stuff. Start taking over countries. Financially, with science. I don't know, science propaganda. Maybe we'll create a few viruses of our own and hold the world hostage. Who knows? Patent it. Sell some vaccines with damn cells. No, but seriously, that seems to be the thing to do. I think it's just, I don't know, the rumors are, and at this point, because Elon's, he's got these, Elon, I don't know what you call them, Elon heads, Elon groupies. Oh, Elon, he's saying, oh, that never happened. Basically, it hadn't been laid in a long time. And he's got his little groupies like, oh, Elon, I'd suck your beep. Oh, I'd definitely let you beep me in the beep. You know, I think these are bots. I don't know. It looks highly suspicious. it does. It looks very suspicious to me. So, I don't know. But this is the Wall Street Journal that produced the story as a first-hand account from somebody that was at this party, because Elon Musk supposedly had got on his knees and apologized to Serge for knocking up his wife. So, I mean, what do you expect? I mean, this is eyes wide shut. You know, private parties. You know, this is what the elites do. When I tell you that you have a billionaires only club, this literally, that's why Trump was hanging out with Epstein, that sort of thing. You literally have a billionaires-only club. These people will not hang out with anybody else. That's a very small pool of friends. So just because one might be super dirty, that doesn't mean they're all dirty. But at the same time, it does make everybody else suspect. So it's a double-edged blade. So before we get on with Naroki 5 and do the Red Pill Hardcore simulcast, we got Rem on the line. What you got for us?
This is Rem, but I'm always on topic. I don't understand why you don't understand why I'm on topic. We want to fix everything that's wrong. We don't care, like you said, a billionaires club. What do we care? We're in the poverty club. There's billions of us. You see, we outnumber the billionaire club, but there are billions of us poverty club. And
oh, yeah.
I agree. Bubba should talk for our Bubba Scout Rev team, but she don't want to because she tells me, I heard you on the radio. You don't get anywhere. That's how she talks. She says,
well, then there's no point in ever mentioning her ever again.
Really?
Exactly. I
mean, somebody liked her. The Defense Intelligence Agency wouldn't talk to me. They let her
She's not showing me any love. She's not welcome on the show.
Well, it's not about L-V. That's another topic. It's about she just doesn't see any way out of this. I have no choice. I was phoned by the Secretary of the Army's office because
then she's useless.
She's really good.
Wasted air.
Yeah.
Not just air out of your mouth, but airtime on a network. Wasted.
If she can't step up to the plate,
if she wants to sit in the dugout and be all weepy, let her sit in her nappy dugout and let the real players play ball.
Okay, I agree. But she's got no choice, and neither does her buddy Scout. They're tied into this. They signed their name, so they're going through with it. That's how I expected people to talk to me. They said, what's this VultureSquadron.com? What are you all about? That's what they were asking me on the phone. We're about bringing troops in and killing 911 and the whole UN bastards. We've heard about it since 1958. I actually didn't hear about 1958, but that's when the Bird Society started. You can't have the UN here. They're ruining America. Eisenhower's a traitor. He's selling us out. That's what they used to say. And that I heard about in the early 60s. And they said, you don't want the UN here. I said, get rid of them.
Reb, you got to tell me something new here. This is a lot of airtime with this stuff. Mike, let's go with Dave in Nevada, line 3.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, doing all right. Got a question and comment?
You were talking about Elon Musk.
Yeah. Batman himself.
Yeah, he's a really interesting fellow, but I'll tell you something interesting that I saw the other day. I went to Barnes & Noble. I go there on occasion.
They still have a brick-and-mortar situation?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, by my house. And it's just one of the few leftovers. but I still go there because I still like to flip through actual books and magazines just to keep in touch with my humanity. But they had a Sports Illustrated swimsuit issues. They had like three separate ones. They had the regular one, which was the regular hot swimsuit model. They had the fat one. Like they have like a cover of a kind of a larger obese woman.
Uh-huh.
And the third one, take a wild guess who was on the third cover. They have a third edition. Other than
someone
the
with
regular...
a mental disability.
No.
I know what it is.
It was Elon's mother.
Or physical disability. Huh?
No. Elon's mother in a swimsuit.
That's Elon. Oh, that's Musk's mom.
God.
Yeah.
I thought she was just some old model from Vogue or something that she had modeled.
No,
in like
it was
the
she,
60s. Or
I something. Think she may have been a model back in the day, actually.
Yeah.
But that's actually Elon's mother.
I did not know that.
I think,
wow.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. And she's a bona fide senior citizen, and she's on the cover. They put her on the cover of Sports Illustrated, the swimsuit edition.
What is
really
Sports
odd.
Illustrated doing to us? We've talked in the Red Pill Nation about the fat swimsuit model and how everybody's disgusted with it. Is Elon Musk even halfway doable?
I mean, she's a very attractive older woman, but she's like 74.
It's
kind of weird.
All right, yeah, so she's in my wheelhouse.
I don't know. Yeah, like, I'm just a speechless.
I have to look this up, though. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I don't know. I just these people are just royalty. I mean, imagine your grandmother being on the cover of Sports Illustrated because you're, you know, you're a member of a certain family, or, and it's just, it's kind of. I think now we're at the stage where everything, there's nothing like, it's gone so far that everything has just become like a total propaganda show. It's not even about being a hot model. It's just, oh, we're going to put this person on the cover of Sports Illustrated because we want to promote this person, even though they're like 70 or 80 years old. It's not even about swimsuits anymore. You know,
well, I think it's that whole woke BS now. It doesn't matter to me about the whole wokeness. Oh, you should be into fat girls, or you should be into cougars, or you should be into whatever. Sports Illustrated should have an athlete on the cover of some kind.
Right.
That's my thing.
Yeah. Yeah, but I was just kind of...
She's not playing... What is she doing? She playing that little retired home thing? The little push stick and the numbers on the board? What is that? What is that called?
Shuffleboard. Shuffleboard.
Shuffleboard.
She's the shuffleboard queen.
She's a shuffleboard player, and they have pictures of her doing shuffleboard stuff. Hey, that'll shut me up.
Yeah. But the reason... I'm kind of interested in Elon because I'm a little bit taken aback by how, like, he was kind of hot for a while. Like, people were into him. Like, he was kind of like this freedom guy.
Uh-huh.
Like, a few months back, and, like, there were patriots that are kind of, like, falling into his fold, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And, do you remember when he did that pot smoking interview with Joe Rogan?
Yes, I actually watched that one. One of a few Joe Rogan shows I watched.
Yeah, so I don't really watch Joe Rogan very much either. But so he was posing as basically a libertarian. That's what he's posing as, like a total libertarian, like a pot smoking guy. And I think he did that because I think he won over a lot of people with that type of image. And so it's just like they wanted to present the world a different kind of billionaire, like not one like any other billionaire, not one that's corrupt, not one that's like part of the club. They wanted to present someone that was like normal, that smoked pot and hung out with people. But I don't think that's working anymore.
I don't see how they would try to do that with him because he's autistic. Supposedly has Asperger's. Well, I don't know how they would do that with him because he's supposedly autistic. He has some form of Asperger's.
Yeah, he's just a really interesting fellow because he's just as corrupt as the rest of them. He might be even worse. And I listened to this one guy who does a lot of research on the Bitcoin market.
Uh-huh.
And according to this guy, he's a really sharp tool. Like he understands cryptocurrencies unlike any other person that I've listened to before. And he was saying that Elon Musk is acting on behalf of the Fed, the Federal Reserve, to manipulate the price of Bitcoin, and he's also using Bitcoin as an accounting tool, like money laundering, to shore up losses on Tesla stock because the Tesla is not doing well. Like the stock, it's like kind of tanking. So he's kind of the main mover for the price of Bitcoin, and he's doing it at the behest of the Federal Reserve, according to this guy.
Well, we can skip this break. When you have that kind of money, all these guys manipulate the market in some way or another.
Oh, yeah.
Because they have so much stock in it. So they have so much say in it. That what you're saying to me right now does not surprise me. I could probably tell you that's the kind of stuff he is doing.
Well, I'll give you another example. Do you remember Dogecoin?
Yes, the failed Dogecoin.
Okay. So he was pumping Dogecoin for a while, right? And I remember people working in that coffee shop, just people on the street. They were pouring their money into Dogecoin because of Elon Musk.
Right.
He was selling Dogecoin and the price just tanked. And he did this also with another coin called Shiba Inu.
He
cashed out, yeah, but not before he was pumping it to the world. He was pumping Shiba Inu as like the great savior coin, and then he dumped it. That's all this guy does.
Well, because of him, he has actually ruined the whole idea of cryptocurrency because scammers have gotten all into that, doing just that very thing. I remember there was the Save the Kids when FaZe Clan, this YouTube group, got some Bitcoin stuff. They created Bitcoins and pumped it. When it got high up, they cashed out. And they did it a few times. And just making a hell of money and ripping people off. So that seems to be the thing. And nobody's going to have any kind of trust in something like that without a guarantee that it's going to stick around. I know myself, my social network, tlbtalk.com, we will be coming out with a cryptocurrency ourselves, and basically it's going to come with a guarantee that the coin will be around so long as the social network exists. So we're going to try to attempt to pick up the scraps here and make something out of it again, something viable again, because for good or for worse, you know, like I said, as long as the site and as long as our company is still around, that coin is going to be around. So be looking out for that.
I'm not personally against cryptocurrencies or Bitcoin. It's just it's like I said with the examples that I gave you, the guys like Elon, they're experts at pumping these coins. When they got in way, way early before people even knew about it, and like a couple of years down the line, he's pumping it, and then all of a sudden it just tanks. I've seen the guy do it like three or four times.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just amazing.
Making billions off of it. Yeah.
Yeah, they make. I mean, I don't know how much he makes off. I mean, the amount of money he makes in a day from like doing something like that, it's just got to be astronomical. Because people listen to this guy; they listen to what he has to say. Like they look at him as like an oracle of cryptocurrencies. And he's going to do it again. Watch, he's gonna hand pick another coin, some cat coin this time, or a monkey coin, and people are going to jump in. They're going to jump on it.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy is a total, he's a scam artist.
I hope people do not back him. I mean, you can see how non-committal he is. He backed out of the deal with Twitter, which I can actually understand that, because behind the scenes, and what I know, is that he probably got hit. You know, he has to know everything that's on the table. And the last piece of paper that got thrown on the table as he's trying to change the platform, firing libtards and trying to... And once he did that, you know, the government pumped a whole bunch of feds up in there. And once they pumped a whole bunch of feds in there to have accounts to control the information... He got hit with that paper. Nobody knows this. He got hit with that paper, that national security paper, saying, this is how we're going to run things. And you can't defy that edict. and you're under a gag order, now you have to talk about it. So that's what really happened, and which is why he backed out of it.
Yeah. Now, I'm not sure. I don't know the... Yeah, I'm not really too familiar with the backstory behind that, but it didn't surprise me when he backed out either. But I don't... I know there were a lot of people that were... They were banking on their investment money in certain cryptocurrencies. They were banking on certain coins based on that Twitter deal. There's a lot of people in the crypto space that were investing in certain coins that they thought were going to pump because of that deal as well, which fell through.
Right.
And so people really, it's obvious he's part of the New World Order. That's like you were saying, it's eyes wide shut.
Yes.
It's totally eyes wide shut. But I don't know. Those guys, they just live in a different, they live in a different reality. They live in a totally different reality. It's not normal what they do and how they live. It's,
yeah, yeah. I mean, I know.
Go ahead.
Well, I was gonna say they do all sorts of stuff, weird stuff. You know, not just swapping partners and all this stuff. I mean, they do some Dr. Monroe kind of stuff. They'll place bets on people's lives and how they can manipulate people and say if they can kill people. It's not just the government targeting people. Billionaires will do it too. If you're somebody if you're somebody who's a whistleblower, for example, in the company, and you're somebody who's caused a little ruckus, they will spend money on private detectives and all that stuff just to ruin your life. I mean, they do all sorts of stuff with their money that the people don't know about.
You've heard of those hunting parties, right? Those human hunting parties that these
guys
have?
Yeah.
Crazy. Game. Like they actually hunt and kill people. Like they hire people to run around in the forest and they hunt them down.
It's not just the pedophilia. I mean, yeah.
Oh, no.
They'll get grown adults. Homeless people, hunt them down. Yes, let them loose somewhere and hunt them down. That's absolutely real.
Yeah. But, that's kind of what I wanted to talk about, basically, is Elon's involvement in the cryptocurrency space. And again, I don't think Bitcoin is dead by any means. I just think it's very easy for these guys because they have so much money. They can pump and dump. And one of the things that – one of my theories is that they want to exhaust people to the point where they give up on Bitcoin and Ethereum. And then they're going to scoop up everything that's left over once people kind of like throw their hands up, and the price is going to go zooming back up. That's my theory.
Something like that may happen. Dave, I want to thank you for calling in, my friend. We have to switch over to our commercial break and then our simulcast. But yes, thank you for having a chat with me about that.
All right, no problem.
All right, guys. Yes, we're going to go to commercial break, and then we're going to come back with the Red Pill Nation Hangout and simulcast on the show. So stay tuned.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
The usual scallywags hanging out with us, starting with David Charles. David, introduce yourself.
My name is David Charles. I live in Southeast Missouri in the United States. I got started doing all of this stuff with Jaffe on his World Pirate Radio Podcast Network. I've been on Red Pill a couple of times, recently done some couple of podcasts with Jerry Wills and Kathy, and recently with Augie Nost and Nori, and I'm back here with Red Pill. Haven't been here for a while because I had Wi-Fi issues, but now that I got them straightened out, I'm back.
Okay, it is really freaking warm out here. It's in Fahrenheit, it would be 88. I don't know if people down in the U.S. would consider that to be super warm, but up where I am, that's sweltering.
I wouldn't even want to know. Actually, no, I've felt 100 degrees Fahrenheit before. It wasn't fun. It was like being in a blast furnace. Yeah, it is really, really warm up here. For Northern Canada, this is hot. But the topics tonight, this is a rather interesting mix. V, introduce yourself.
Yeah, okay. Yes, I'm V, host of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show, right here on RBN, which we are simulcasting. This simulcast is brought to you by TLBTalk.com, free speech social network. So join up, make an account, join the community. Censorship free, ladies and gentlemen, censorship free, most important part. Yeah, so, and by the way, hot. Yeah, it's been a hot one, but come on down to Texas where you can have 114. You should experience that.
Oh no, that's probably. I'm so looking forward to that.
Or you can come up here. You can come up here in December and experience 40 below, or even 45 or 50 below. I guess that wouldn't be very much fun for people down in Texas. For those of you who in the States that have never experienced what 45 below feels like, go to a restaurant, go to the deep freeze, turn on the fans of the deep freeze, stay there for 15 minutes. That's how bad the cold can get up here in the wintertime.
Well, you know what? I'm actually here in Poland. I'm higher up. I'm further up to the North Pole than you are. Yet it doesn't get that cold here.
Yeah, that's really weird how that works out. That's been a bit of a mystery. I think it might have something to do with the Gulf Stream.
Yeah, the air currents probably. Yeah.
David, you looked like you wanted to say something.
Oh, I was just going to say when I was living there in Texas. 2 years ago, we had that wonderful Valentine's Day weekend. For a whole 5 days, it got 5 degrees in Texas, and the whole state was practically shut down. No one had electricity. I got a brief slap in the face for that period of time. So no, and I'm in Missouri now, so I have to deal with 3 months of cold. And that's enough for me. I don't want to go any further north than I am now.
Mm. 5 degrees, yeah, that would be, that's minus 10, minus 15. You can walk around outside without a toque on up here in that temperature, as long as the wind's not blowing. For people in Texas that aren't used to that, though, I mean, yeah, that could definitely throw them for a loop. So the topics tonight,
this is a really interesting one. Topic number one, Sri Lankan government collapses via corruption and MWO policies. Number two, Alex Stein strolls AOC epically, meltdown ensues. I'm going to have to save the video of that one because Alex Stein just trolled her so bad. And she fell for it, too.
Topic number three, Victoria's Secret, get woke, go broke. We've actually covered Victoria's Secret on this show before. So we knew this was coming, and it did. Number four, Joe Biden's circus, which includes the selling of the part of the U.S. oil reserve to China. And number two,
Hunter Biden's cell phone hack. He has his father listed off as Pedo Pete. I'm going to reserve comment on that one. Number five, Thor Love and Thunder performs well at box office and will likely still lose money.
And number six, NCAA nominates Leah Thomas as Female Athlete of the Year.
Yeah, welcome to Clown World, folks. But let's start out with the international story. And let me just put in the old good old timestamp here. Now, the Sri Lankan government, and I actually did a little bit of research on this one before I posted up. There is a family in Sri Lanka, and this shouldn't sound particular, because where I grew up in British Columbia, there was a family known as the Bennetts that dominated politics in British Columbia probably for a good 40 or 50 years. You do get, actually, come to think of it, Pierre Trudeau, Justin Trudeau, there's kind of like almost a bit of a family dynasty going on up here as well, although Justin is a pale freaking imitation of his dad. And of course, in the U.S. with the Bushes as well, and the Clintons. This is not unusual. Sri Lanka had a fairly robust economy. It was based on exports and strangely enough, a lot of tourism. But they had some stuff going in. They dealt with the Tamil revolt back in the mid-90s. So their approximate living conditions were probably the best way to describe them would be a wealthy third world country. You know, not starving. Most of the people were doing okay. They were heavily dependent on imports. Now, what ended up happening is that first of all, COVID happened, and that killed. And by the way, Sri Lanka was getting most of its tourists, and I think a lot of people here might find this ironic, from Russia and the Ukraine and Eastern Europe. That's where most of their tourists were coming from. So they got doubly hit. And of course, you throw that in with the COVID restrictions, that really, really tanked their tourist economy. They don't have a lot of imports to begin with, and they made some. And this is gonna sound very typical. They made some deals with the Chinese government. They made some deals with some international people, including, I believe, the WEF, which basically handcuffed them into some policies that they didn't particularly want to deal with. So they had to raise taxes in order to cover it. And then a lot of people, and this is something I found rather curious, a lot of people in Sri Lanka use cooking oil on their stoves and whatever, and to heat their houses and whatever. The price of gas went up, and at the same time, a lot of the money that was being was supposed to be used to kind of prop up the Sri Lankan economy, it mysteriously disappeared into the pockets of certain members of the establishment Sri Lankan family. Things got really bad really fast. The quote-unquote first family of Sri Lanka literally had to take off. The parliament's been stormed. The functioning equivalent of the White House has been stormed. The country, I don't know what the exact issue of the country is, but to say that it's in chaos is an understatement. Not getting, that's probably because of what's going on in the Ukraine, but also among other things, because the World Economic Forum and certain corporate policies were a big part to blame for what's going on in Sri Lanka. A lot of the media in the West is bending over backwards to avoid mentioning this. Now, this is a microcosm. Sri Lanka is an island. So it was heavily dependent on imports. Its situation was rather unique. But if you look at some of the stuff that's going on domestically here and in Canada and in Western Europe, you're seeing the same sort of thing. Like, you're seeing people in power make decisions which, like,
knowing, which like literally, and I'm at the point now, having spoken to some people from other parts of the world on my MGTOW channel, that this is an intentional thing. It was just that Sri Lanka just happened to be particularly vulnerable to what was going on because of the trifecta, that they were heavily dependent on gas because their culture was because of their cultural situation. Their tourism industry got hit by COVID, and then the place where they got most of their tourists then proceeded to get hit by war. Can't really blame what's going on in Sri Lanka. I don't know the current situation over there. I haven't looked. And of course, the mainstream media is not doing a damn thing to cover it. You have to kind of like go digging into YouTube or BitChute or whatever to get proper information on it. But Sri Lanka just happened to get there first. You're probably going to see a few other economies start to go down now because of these absolutely insane policies. And, you know, I'm going to just say it. I mean, what we've got and what I'm going to have to just admit is that we have a group of elites that have decided that they know what's best for everybody else and are hellbound and determined to get there. In fact, just today, I was thinking about, like, especially when you look at the selling of, when we get to the selling of the U.S. oil reserve. Now, I cannot dismiss the fact that there are the, when you see such levels of willful ignorance, and they know that people know, there's two options that'll happen. One, they'll back off. Or two, they will attempt to destroy the whole thing because they don't want the other side to get it. And that's what it's looking like to me. Although, again, when we get to topic number four, we'll get into it. But, I mean, yeah, Sri Lanka just happened to get there first because of their unique economic, cultural, and geographic positioning. And, David, you're up.
Microphone. Okay. I have Telegram, or I have access to Telegram, and because I'm on the internet by phone and not a tablet computer or anything else like that, any of the groups that I'm on, for some reason or another, a lot of the videos that are on those particular groups, they get sent to my phone, and there's a album or whatever on my phone that just has Telegram videos or Telegram images, you know. And, over the last 3 weeks, a month or whatever, getting a lot of videos of, you know, them taking over what I call the White House of Sri Lanka, and all the videos of everybody, you know, making themselves drinks and swimming in the pool, you know, and laying on the big guy's bed, you know, and everything like that. But, yeah, what you brought up before, you know, it being separated, you know, from itself, you know, being an island. The WEF, the whole function of the WEF, for people who don't know, I mean, you've got to take into consideration that people that listen to your podcast, you know, a lot of them don't know what's really going on and stuff like that. So you can't, you know, say that you know something that someone else does and then shame them because they don't. But, you know, the WEF's whole purpose is, you know, to break stuff down, destroy things. Have people go at each other, tear each other up, and then leave everything barren so that they could come in and do whatever they want with the region and everything. Well, guess what? You got an island. What better fortification, you know, away from, you know, your enemies and stuff like that is to take over an entire island? You know, that's my viewpoint.
Well, I don't think there's very much. I mean, you guys have said it all. There's not much information on this as far as I'm confident enough to say on it beyond what you guys have said. But I will say this, it is possible, you know, people feel so helpless, especially in the United States, especially in Australia. Revolution can be done. And it's not going to necessarily take a group of people with AR-15s. It's not going to necessarily take, you know, people that's making improvised bombs. What's going to take is a very pissed off population. You know, so many people took to the streets and said, no, we don't want this president. No, we don't want this prime minister. And, you know, the government is having to deal with the situation. They're having to meet those demands, whether they like it or not. So the whole idea of compliance to anything that the government puts out to us and we just have to take it, no, that's BS. I want the American people to look at this situation. They don't want to show, you know, just like you guys have said, they're not trying to show this kind of stuff to the American public. You know, what was it over in Iceland? They had, you know, they got rid of the bankers and stuff like that. The people took back their government. That got almost no coverage in the U.S. So, I mean, people need to... People need to get their information from shows like this, shows like mine. People need to get off that Google, get on a decent browser, use a VPN, get some information. I know listening to the whole, I don't know if you guys have seen the latest from Putin. It's probably been censored from the West over there. But Putin literally made a video, like a 2-minute video, like addressing the American people. Your government is being ruled by rich, corrupt elites. You know, don't blame all your problems on Russia because we didn't cause any of it. That's your rich elites. It has nothing to do with us. And, you know, and he's breaking it down. So, I mean, you've got to understand, you've got to take responsibility. Even if Russia was the problem, even if they were, it's still up to the American people to take responsibility for themselves. Having this libertarian point of view where daddy and mommy government's supposed to take care of everything and do everything for you, you know, that's giving in to this new world order. People around the world are not having it. And I'm glad that the Sri Lankans are fighting back. I mean, I've seen some footage. They're throwing everything from rocks to toilet paper that's on fire. I wish the best for them. Once they take over their government, they can prosper. They don't have to be under these conditions that they've been forced under. So, it should be looked at as a good thing, not a bad thing. It should be looked at as a good thing. This is the process. You know what they say, things have to get worse before they get better? This is the process. The word revolution comes from revolving. It's a circle. When things get bad, you gotta clean up. You gotta clean up shop. When it gets dirty again, you gotta clean up again. Stagnation of government is what the rest of the world is dealing with right now. Nobody wants to clean up. Stagnation of government. That's the thing I always preach. It's the thing I always teach. It's the thing I'm on my soapbox about. We have stagnation right now, and it's time to clean up. God bless Sri Lanka. Go ahead, Steve.
Before you start, Steve, I just want to throw in one. Oh, we don't want to go off on too much of a sidebar here. This is something I found out about on my last 2-week run. There was a pipeline that ran from the Russian oil fields into Germany. It didn't. All the oil used to go through Ukraine and then out. This ran straight into Germany. It was...
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was just like... I only found out about this like not even 2 weeks ago. That pipeline was due to come online and start pumping gas like literally like within a week or two of the war starting in Ukraine. Coincidence? I don't think so. Rearson, you're up.
Well, hold on. The thing about the pipeline, people think it's only one pipeline. Like how you say you just found out about that pipeline. There are four or five different pipelines from Russia that goes through Europe. It looks like a hand. And so that's what people aren't talking about. So whether they're stopping production on one line and shutting off others just to build another one, I don't know. But there's more to it than what they're telling the public. But yeah.
Follow the money. And we might even have to, I might have to add that onto 262 because I found that to be a rather interesting take. Rearson, you're up.
All right. First question. This is about Sleepy Joe, Creepy Joe with selling off strategic reserves.
Obviously, you didn't open up the chat. No, this is about that was just a little bit of a sidebar. The Sri Lankan government collapses via corruption and NWO policies.
I mean, just like the rest of the world is headed towards as well, too. Sri Lanka is the beginning of it all. My apologies. I'm on my phone. Don't really have a computer here that's reliable, so that's fine. I sound better here, and there's no problems unlike my computer. But, has anybody said, no, Kat, you're not getting any more kibble tonight. It's not me, my cat, anyway. Anyway, I find it funny. Well, the Sri Lankan government, this kind of ties back into a couple of other things as well, too, because Sri Lanka was quite happy to sign up for the Chinese Silk Road. They just didn't realize that they weren't going to get a damn cent back from it all. And I can pretty much guarantee you that was World Economic Forum driven as well, too. If not, I'll be quite surprised. Is anybody aware that the replacement, the guy that's replaced the guy that got kicked out or that ran for his life, literally, is a World Economic Forum puppet?
Yeah, that's been talked about. I suspect he won't last very long. No, it hasn't been mentioned, but I suspect he won't last long.
Yeah, so right now, the more things change, the more they stay the same. World Economic Forum policies destroying a country? Well, I mean, it can't be any worse than George Soros. Having crashed the Thai economy, he did wonders, and I'll use that term very loosely, against the British pound. I can't remember exactly what he did to... He made like a $2 billion profit or something like that by basically breaking the Bank of England or whatever the hell it was at the time in the the late 90s. I remember something about that as well. So, I want to be surprised, but I'm not. I'm wondering how much more Canadians are going to be able to take before we hit to the streets and it's going to be executing everybody out. For what it's worth, I have heard thank you for the heads up. Try to keep the language clean. I make no promises. Anyway, from what I've understood, within Canada, when things really, when the fecal matter hit the oscillating blades, apparently Alberta is going to be the place that's going to start. So right now, who knows? We'll see. But then again, Alberta is a province that's ready to leave Confederation anyway, because the province historically, oh, you idiot. Sorry. Speaking of Ukraine, there's some guy driving by with a freaking Ukrainian flag on it. At least it doesn't have the Khazarian emblem on it. Anyway, whatever. what's happened in Sri Lanka is it's but the beginning. I mean, crap, there's a meme out there of the G7 leaders plus the EU plus a guard, I think it was, or whatever. The only two people that haven't gotten X'd out yet is so far as Biden and Trudeau. Johnson's gone. Macron basically has had to step.